Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the gospel lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Be seated. Dear Christian friends, of course she was brokenhearted. She just lost her husband. How would any woman feel? So much of who she was wrapped up in him. Especially as a Jewish woman at that time, virtually all of her identity was through her husband. She didn't have a job outside the home. There were almost no proper jobs for women in their little town. Frankly, without a man, she hardly had a way to make a living. He'd always taken care of that. He'd always provided. His wife. That's what she was. That's what she'd always been. And now, he was gone. There was one comfort. Their son. Still, a little of her husband that she still had. She held him close. He even looked like his father. And he looked so very brave. However, he was feeling inside, he must have sensed that Mom needed him to be strong now. And he would be strong. How old was he? A teenager? Maybe younger? But he knew what was expected of him. Yes, her husband had always been a good provider. Even now, even in a world where she couldn't earn a living, he hadn't left her destitute. He provided for her. Not with a big insurance policy. No, he hadn't left much of an estate. No, he had provided for her in a better way. He'd provided a son. However young he was, he would no doubt immediately go to work to support his mother and any sisters. It was sort of a sacred trust, wasn't it? The father provides for his family. He'd work hard, do the best he could. Then, as now, there were no guarantees. He, she understood that his business might not always prosper, that his crops might not always come in. Sometimes there would be very little. But always, the father would do whatever he could to provide for his family. In this case, the father had provided a son. Some time went by. We don't know how long. Then the real tragedy had happened. The woman's son died. The one on whom both she and her late husband had pinned their hopes was dead. Now, she was really alone. Because this was her only son. Apparently, he hadn't yet married himself. She couldn't attach herself to a new extended family. If there were daughters, they would be very precious, but they couldn't provide an income either. The woman's burden would only be heavier. The whole town shared her grief, certainly, but she knew how this usually went. After all, she'd been through it once before. For a few days, there would be a lot of people there, each one expressing his or her sympathy, everyone inviting her to call if she needed anything at all. And they'd all been completely sincere. They'd all meant it. But before long, they'd all go back to their lives as they'd always been, to their husbands and wives, to their children and parents. And again, she'd be all alone. Her life, as she had known it, was over. And now even her physical life was really very much in danger. Who would provide for her now? What now of her husband's providing? Now it happened the day after that Jesus went into that city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, the dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." How much of all this did Jesus know? In his omniscience, of course, he could have known everything. But very often, Jesus, during his state of humiliation, simply used his eyes and ears to see what was going on. It certainly seems that he was meeting the woman for the first time. Her attire and the mood of the crowd would have told Jesus quite a lot. And just one single question would have confirmed the rest. At any rate, very quickly, Jesus understood. And he had compassion on her. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And Jesus presented him to his mother. Whatever her son had to say, at first, the woman was surely speechless. Was it possible? Could this be true? Was it really her son? Yes, it was true. She recognized those expressions on his face. So very, very much like his father. Yes, she had her son back. The son by which her husband had provided for her. The son which the Father had provided. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people. See how God has provided? Now she'll have everything she needs." God has visited his people. Do you think the people of Nain got it? God had provided all right. The Father had provided all right. The Father had provided all right. The Father had provided the Son. And by the death of the Son, death is no more. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.